I mean, the interesting thing, I suppose, both managers with the way they've set up is both sides were probably at most risk when they had the ball in certain areas. You know, Trent's lost it a couple of times in the right zone. Salah's given a bit of a poor one away. We break, hurt them. We've nicked it off Everton in some good areas. Fabinho's made a great tackle. Wijnaldum, some good interceptions. We've got at them and gone through and should have created more. So, I suppose in the first half, I think Klopp's going to be happier in a way with the chances, because really we've opened them up and just not buried them. The chances that Everton have had on us, I mean, the free kick's offside really, although it's a great routine from them. I think that line's too high, you know, for me. Don't be wrong, I don't want to be camped in our 6-yard box like we used to, but I think I've said this before, you know, I said about Tottenham last year, you know, when Lovren makes the header to the edge of the box, I think for Dele Alli to score, you don't want to be running towards your own goal. I think our line, it gets a bit better, but I think there's a sweet spot where there's a comfortable balance for us to have there. And with the height we've got in the team, you know, teams are now preparing for this really well. Saying this after the Watford game, Troy Deeney was unlucky not to get in a couple of times. And I think now's the time just to tweak that line again. So then when people prepare for it, they're like, oh, wait, hang on a minute. That's not what we've looked for. And obviously Alisson in the first half, I know you'll have probably done it to death, but what he does on the one-on-one with Walcott's magnificent, because when you first see it, you think that's a great chance, and it's only when you watch it back from the right angle you go, well, it wasn't really a chance, because Walcott's done nothing wrong. It's like a defender making a last-ditch tackle. You don't really count that as a chance, do you? And it's not a chance. He's just absolutely outstanding. And I think to be fair, I would say that most of the spine for Liverpool, I think that was the thing I took out of it at half-time, that I thought both centre-halves maybe didn't hit the height, but did as well as I'd expect them to do. Keeper magnificent. I thought Fabinho and Wijnaldum, you're never too sure what you're going to get out of that partnership. I thought when we saw him against Red Star, there was a real good potential partnership flourishing there. Fabinho's gone a bit backwards since then. I think you saw the two of them bounce back.